Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. It is Wednesday, December 21st, looks like. Wow. 4 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
4 days. So thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. We appreciate you. This will also be, today's discussion will be found on the Total Wellness Radio podcast. Later today, it'll be posted up there for your listening pleasure. And what we're going to cover today, first of all, Craig, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Stay happy, healthy, and blessed.
And that goes to everybody out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll be in Louisiana where it'll be a little warmer than here.
Are you heading south? Are you going to go and make that trip?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, a couple of my clients stopped by here on their way to the airport to go to Florida this afternoon. I think their timing was perfect.
Yeah, I do too.
Considering what the news, the weather forecast is saying that we're going to have, we're going to get pummeled potentially in the Cheyenne area.
With cold. And high winds.
High winds. Potentially, rumor is, but potentially 30, 40, even 50 below. Yeah. Wind chill. So anyhow, wherever you're at in the world, I hope you're staying warm and safe. And if you're in the Cheyenne area, don't get out tomorrow, maybe later tonight or tomorrow. Try to avoid these blistering cold winds. You know, I've heard that less than 5 minutes exposure on skin in that kind of cold is frostbite.
Yeah.
Less than 5 minutes. So yeah, pretty safe, much safer to stay inside. So thank you for joining us. We're glad to be here. Today's discussion is going to be kind of an end-of-year wrap-up with some really good practical thoughts on habits and things that you can do, decisions you can make around the holidays to navigate them better and still participate, right? Still be part of the family festivities, still be able to go out. Except for tonight and maybe tomorrow night, but yeah. Still be able to go out and enjoy, you know, what's available with the desserts and the meals and the gatherings and things like that. But to do it in a manner that you don't feel guilty about, or that it really sets you back, or you really pay a health price. And we've got a list of 10 or 15 things that we jotted down that are just things to remember, just things to be aware of, and try to go by when you're invited to, you know, to the friend's house and invited to the office party this year. And, you know, you're going to be tempted. You're going to be there's going to be all kinds of cookies, candies, cakes, and colas around, as Craig likes to say. And we want to make sure that, you know, people enjoy this time of year, enjoy the family. And the number one thing is to really just don't feel guilty about it. Just don't. That's number one. Don't beat yourself up if you have some sugar or have some cake or have some cocktails, and then your mind chews on you for the next day or two. Don't set yourself up for that. Don't feel guilty about it at all.
Well, one of the biggest things is, you know, we can make a lot of choices. Mm-hmm. You know, like instead of having cream pies and stuff like that, have a berry mm-hmm. pie.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there you go. Upgrade your choice, sure.
Learn how to make natural whipped cream mm-hmm. using honey and maybe a little cinnamon in it, and whip that up with,
and a whole organic, cream. Real heavy cream. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
And you'll find that it's just as good, if not better, than mm-hmm. Cool Whip, and a whole lot healthier.
You know, one of the things we have on our list is the next one talks about drink or dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I don't drink alcohol.
No,
we don't. So we have to choose desserts,
yeah. right?
And how we're gonna. So I'll give you an example of one of the things I had to do. Was it last year? I think it was last year. When did Q and Sarah get married?
2 years ago.
Has it been that long? Wow, time flies. Well, and the gals here in the clinic made really amazing cupcakes. And they made 4 different styles of cupcakes. Let's see, I'm not used to being, oh, what was that? Let me go back here. Let's go back here. Hey, Jenny. Hey, Rita. Jenny, I'm not used to being in Central Time Zone now. Almost missed the show. Well, we're glad you're on now, dear. So they made these for Q and Sarah's wedding. And I wanted to have a little sample, but I was not going to eat a whole cupcake. So I convinced my crew. At least not 4 of them. Thank you. So I convinced my crew that we needed to take, you know, one of each and slice them up into little slivers. And then we could all have a little sampling
of each.
Enjoy the festivities of congratulations when Sarah and Q getting married. And still experience some of the goodies. And
it worked out really well.
Yeah, so portion.
Plus they had a lot of other good food there, too.
Portion control in that manner. It's okay to have a bite. Just don't have the half a pie, right? Yeah. Or the half a cake or, you know, the whole 6-pack, you know? Small amounts, you know? So just try to remember that. It'll serve you much better for sure. Eating.
In advance. One of the most important things that you can do, and it talks about it down lower also.
Yeah.
But on Christmas Day, before big Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, make sure that you eat breakfast. And you'll find that...
Good breakfast.
A good, healthy breakfast.
Lots of water, first thing in the morning to rehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And a good breakfast, yeah. Some protein.
And you'll find that when you do eat your afternoon meal, one of the things that you want to do there is use smaller plates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in using the smaller plates, put a little bit of each thing on there.
A sampler, you know, just a sampler. Small amounts.
One of the hardest things, and it's why people go to sleep right after they eat their big meals. It's not because of the tryptophan in the turkey. It's because we've combined so many different foods.
Yeah.
You know, so one of the best...
Metabolism is overwhelmed and we just go kathud.
Yeah. So one of the best things to do is to eat vegetables and meat, say, for your main meal.
Yep.
And then wait an hour and... That's when you have your pie or your, you know, sweet potato.
Whatever festivities,
the more carbohydrate-rich foods.
Yeah.
Eat them at a separate time, and that way your body has a chance to digest foods properly.
Eating in advance before you go somewhere where you know they're going to serve a lot of lousy food.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to eat in advance. It's okay. And one of the things that this plays into that I really, really, really like that's on our list is it's okay to practice looking at someone, family, friends, coworkers, and practice looking at them and saying, no, thank you.
Yep.
It's okay. It's not being rude, right? It's not, participating in the festivities. It's okay to look at someone and say, oh, no, thank you, right? And you know, you'll get razzed for it, but you'll get razzed for it because they know they probably shouldn't be eating that item or as much of that item as is on their plate, and they would love you for you to join in with them.
Yeah, makes them feel better.
Yeah, it does. So just, you know, very small amounts, use small plates, kind of pick and choose, but always be guilt-free about this. Don't throw yourself under the bus,
mm-hmm.
and go for it.
One of the other things that you want to do is you want to wait in between your first plate and going back for seconds.
Yep, yep.
Give your body time
you won't feel hungry.
Realize if you're full or not.
Satiated, yep, yep.
You know, what happens is so many of us, and I've done it myself, is I'll eat a plate of food and then I know that there's this and that over there that I hadn't tried yet, so I'll run over and I'll load up on some of that, and I end up eating until it's almost painful.
Ugh.
And you get that heavy feeling and that bloated feeling, and it's just not worth it. Take some time, eat smaller portions.
Yeah.
And that way you can taste a little bit of everything.
Or bring your own food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bring your own food. You know, these get-togethers, 90% of them are with family, or they're kind of a smorgasbord type thing. They're mm-hmm. at your church. Everybody's bringing a little something. Bring your own food.
Yeah,
bring some. And let others share in yours.
Good healthy foods.
Yeah.
You know, vegetables and
fruits and you know, dishes that aren't just, you know, lathered in marinades and sauces, because that's where mm-hmm. the sneaky chemicals and sugars sneak in, is all the marinades and the sauces and the dressings, things like that. So do your best to skip sugar if you can. The more sugar you skip, long term, the better you're going to feel. Yep. It's just, we've seen it. It's been proven time and time again. That's just one of those things to really be aware of.
The other thing to skip is, best you can, is wheat flour and stuff like that. Things that are made from those.
Yeah.
Just, you know, once again, like Dan said, you know, cut a cupcake up into 4 or 5 pieces and share it with
somebody else.
Have a little bit of it rather than a whole cupcake.
Yep. What else we
this
got
on our list? This one's kind of interesting.
Yeah?
Chew some gum.
Yeah. I like that Spree gum that they have at mm-hmm. Natural Grocers.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really help to satiate or feel like you're being satisfied. You have some sweets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps to curb hunger.
Yes, it does.
So,
especially if you add a glass of water with it.
Yeah. How much water should we drink in the wintertime, by the way?
At least a half an ounce per pound of body weight.
Yes.
And a lot of people forget that.
Hey, John.
Because it's cold.
Yeah, but they don't feel thirsty.
And they don't feel as thirsty. The problem is just because you don't feel as thirsty doesn't mean that your body doesn't need the water.
Correct.
It does.
Yeah. And I have recently been telling everybody, because I picked up this tip. I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Bedros Koulian, who's the founder. Most people never heard the name Bedros Koulian, but if you've ever heard of the franchise Fit Body Bootcamp, most everybody has heard of Fit Body Bootcamp, and one of the largest franchises, exercise franchises in the world. And he made a comment that was just fascinating. He was working with a trainer, and the trainer told him the first thing in the morning, 20, 25 ounces of water, very first thing. Hey, Nikki, thank you for joining us. It's been a while. Yeah, thank you for joining us. And he said, you know, 20, 25 ounces of water, first thing in the morning, empty stomach, room temperature, and the first mouthful, swish, really good, kind of get salivation going, and then swallow. And what about mineral water? Now, well, again, mineral water, that's a different animal. Best to have either purified or filtered. And, you know, I'm not a real fan of the mineral water, because those tend to be inert sources of minerals. So stay with either purified, filtered, in some cases even distilled water. You can get distillers that will make a gallon mm-hmm. every 4 hours, and distilled water is amazing for helping pull impurities out of the system, to detoxify the system. John Christopher was very, very adamant about mm-hmm. the use of distilled water when it came to people with cataracts, bone spurs, gallstones, kidney stones, that type of thing. It almost has like a dissolving effect on that type of debris in a safe way. So anyways, hopefully that answers your question, John. Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us.
Another thing that's really, really important.
Oh, yeah. Nikki drinks distilled water. Yeah.
And that is to de-stress.
Take a nice walk.
Don't let this time of year get you worked up and just overstressed.
Yeah, this is not,
you know.
This is supposed to be festive, family, the joy of the birth of our Savior, mm-hmm. right? That's what this is about. And as we all know, it's gotten way over commercialized.
And that causes stress.
And that causes, well, I got to make sure I get that gift for this person. This mm-hmm. one, oh, they're out of that, so what do I do? It is not worth it.
Nope.
Don't overstress over that stuff. Remember, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun.
One of the most important things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love watching, you know, like that movie. What's the one with the kid in the A Christmas Story? Where he wants the BB gun. I mean, because I laugh every time I watch that movie. Yeah. And one of the most important things you can do is try to have joy in your life and laugh and smile and treat people as you wish to be treated. And you'll find that that will help to bring down the stress levels also.
Yeah. Wondered, have used it with juice instead of soda. Yeah, juice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can always make your own, or you can actually do some thinning of some good quality. I like mm-hmm. the juices you can find at natural grocers. You know, again, scrutinize, read the label. It's the carb intake that you want to look at. But if you get a good juice that's not too filtered, has some fiber in it, it's going to offset to give you kind of a net carb count. You know, if you get a juice that's 25, you know, total carbs, but it's got 10 grams of protein, or excuse me, fiber, it offsets, it drops it down to 15, you know? Yeah. So these are some of the things that when it comes to labeling, label reading, pay attention to those kind of things. It can really be beneficial for you. Don't skip breakfast. We talked about that one. And I want to finish, you know, I just had the...
That's so important.
Yeah, which one? Go ahead.
The last one.
Oh, get outside, get some exercise, move, yeah, walk.
If you have...
Walk off the meal a little bit.
If you're not in 50 below zero,
yeah.
You know, if you have a chance, get outside, go, you know. You know, for the guys, it's a little easier because we'll go out and we'll throw a football around, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is
play
the big,
catch.
Big time of the year for football with the, you know, and you can play catch with the kids and just get outside a little bit. You know, you'll find that it'll help to, take some of the excess food that we eat off of us.
Yeah, get some metabolism revved up.
Yep, and that's important.
You know, one of the conversations that I've been having a lot with a lot of our clients as we get ready to wrap this up, today's segment's going to be a little shorter because we're just kind of covering some practical thoughts and tips on what you can do to get through the holidays healthier. Mm-hmm. Please, by all means, make your comments like John and Nikki have done here, please. If you have any other thoughts or recommendations that people can use, little tips and tricks for navigating the holiday food rush of all the sweets. And by all means, post those in the comments. We'd love to hear about them. The conversation that we've been having a lot, especially with youngsters, you know, mm-hmm. the 25, 30-year-olds. Hey, Ed, hope you're doing well up in Sheridan. Buddy, what's the temperature? Let us know. Is that people are not given the right information, the importance, and informed properly that food has a purpose besides pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. I mean, if it's in a box, bag, a can, or a jar on a commercial aisle somewhere, in a store, even natural grocers, cold, negative 15. Whoo, man, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's moving this way.
Ed, you stay in and stay safe, my friend. 27 degrees here in Seattle. Okay, well, that's a little better. Thank you, Nikki. If you're going, you know, it's understanding the food, the purpose of food is not just pleasure. Can good, nutritious, dense food be pleasurable? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But don't fall into the trap if it's in a box, a bag, a can, or a jar, and some commercialized product that you're buying off the grocery store shelf. You need to understand something. These companies don't have chefs or nutritionists that are formulating those foods. They have food scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, a scientist. Hey, Cassidy, hope you're doing well. And they're looking to solve three or four primary things. Their focus, their objective is to create a product that looks good, that smells good, that has an amazing texture, eye appealing, bag, you know, packaged, really, really cool looking, and that it has amazing taste. so that people will buy it over and over and over again and never give any thought to the fact that food is, the purpose of food is to restore, rebuild, and repair, to fuel our bodies, to make us able to perform properly, to have excellent cognitive function, hormone, respiration, cardiovascular, circulatory, metabolism,
sleep, have energy throughout the day.
Everything is so important. What does it say? They don't care about, they don't care about health. Right. They care about selling products. You're absolutely right. Put fennel seeds in your tomato sauce. Helps with digestion if tomato sauce bothers you. Jenny, thank you so much for sharing that. She just learned that. Thank you very much. And Nikki says they don't care. Yeah. That is so, so true. And it's that they're creating a product that, you know, Lay's potato chip, right? They were the first commercial chip that came out and honestly told you in their advertising.
You just can't eat one.
Bet you can't eat just one, mm-hmm. right? They challenged you, right? I mean, it's like, and they're pretty bagged and it's chemical laden garbage that has zero nutritional value. It's purely pleasure. Every time I hear lab meat, I think Solent Green movie. Right.
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. Good one, Nikki. That's a good one.
And that is so true.
That is so true. So everyone, whether you're a client of Country Doctor or you're a practitioner in another state, or you're watching this for the first time, you must understand that if you're making choices based on the prettiness of the bag, the taste, right, the item
smell.
Inside, that you've been maneuvered into thinking that food's only purpose is pleasure, and food's purpose is performance. That's the only thing, and real food is the medicine that your bodies must have. Thank you, Nikki. Excellent comment.
That is absolutely
food
true.
Is the only. Food is the only thing that has been shown to have the genuine resources so that our body's objective, which is to restore, rebuild, repair, have excellent vitality, and go on as long as possible, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we thrive to do. We can only thrive on real food. You can't thrive on artificial. What's your opinion on this better than meat product? That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's...
That's a whole other show. The problems that's creating, especially with hormone disruption, mm-hmm. with men and women, is well documented. I would not, myself personally, really be very, very leery of using those types of products.
Because there are a lot of chemicals in it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you want to do with anything that you buy in a regular grocery store, the large print says this is healthy. You
organic.
Turn it around
yeah.
and you read what's in it, because there's going to be all of the large letters giveth and the small print taketh away.
Yes.
Because that's where you're going to find out yep. what all they're putting in it as far as preservatives yeah. and things that, you know,
and if you can't pronounce it, it's not food.
That's right.
If you cannot pronounce it on that label, it is not food.
Gracie Slick from the Jefferson Airplane.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
the singer.
Yeah. yeah.
Jefferson
Starship? Jefferson
Starship.
They changed,
Jefferson Airplane.
They changed their name. Okay, yeah.
But she made a statement back in the 70s. She says, I don't care if it does preserve me. I just want my lettuce crisp. Well, you know, one of the what's really sad about that statement is a lot of people believe that way.
Yeah.
You know, I want everything to be crisp and taste right and
yep.
perfect.
Yep.
And when...
quick, simple, easy, fun, yep. affordable, but... You know, the nutritional aspect
there's
on
no
is
nutrition
so far down the line. Yeah.
And all that does is it makes it to where, that's why our country is, you know, number one in the world for diabetes.
Yeah.
We're number one in the world
Type
for
2.
Heart disease.
Yep.
You know, there's so many
Both
things.
Both exceptionally preventable.
Yes.
amazingly Absolutely. Preventable conditions that people are continuously misguided, misinformed, and misled.
Mm-hmm.
They're misinformed, misled, and misguided by what is real food. And then when they go to the disease management model of care, when their body starts giving them physical symptoms that the environment they've created, be it diet, stress, movement, lack of rest, whatever the components are, that are making them have these physical mm-hmm. symptoms, and then modern disease management says, here, you have a drug deficiency.
Yeah.
Ah, you have a spare organ. Let's cut it out and get rid of it. You don't need that gallbladder. You don't need that one kidney. You got two, that adrenal gland. Ah, you can get rid of the thyroid and we'll put you on drugs. And that's what people are told, that that's their only option. And that, and it's really tragic. Those two industries create more destruction to people's health than they contribute to the correction of people's health.
You know, everything is based to sell a product.
Yes.
So they are going to lie to us at so many different levels, i.e. Cheerios.
Hey,
they're
John.
Heart healthy.
John and Selena. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is horrible. It's unconscionable and it's egregious in terms of the approach, hiding in plain sight,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not about people. Big Pharma, a killer. Yes, John. I have, unfortunately, there's a lot of books. I'll tell you what, if you want to read a really great book, and we'll wrap up today's segment with it. We actually, oh, wow, 27 minutes. Amazing.
Cool.
A really great book written several years ago by a medical doctor by the name of Jay Cohen. C-H-O-C-O-H-N, Cohen. Jay Cohen, J-A-Y. He's a medical doctor, practiced in Nebraska. He wrote a book, and here's the title. Overdose. And not only does it talk about what John's referring to, but it also gives you an understanding of the dosing procedures and why children and elderly should never be just thrown into the same class with everybody else. And they tend to not get that stuff real accurate. And the medications tend to produce more problems in the long run, as we know, side effects. There's never been one developed yet that didn't have a side effect, including good old bear aspirin.
Yeah.
You can find that there's side effects with those things. And by manufacturing, they're required to do it. But people buy these things by the billions of tablets every year and swallow them dutifully, thinking that that's the key resource to restoring their health. And it doesn't. Never has, never will.
Here's a really good cookbook.
Ah.
For you guys. There's a couple of them that I really like. One is Sally Fallon's, I can't think of the name of the
Nourishing book. Traditions.
Nourishing Traditions. And the other one is by a lady by the name of Jalwin. I don't remember her first name, but it's called Well Fed.
Yes.
And
Well Fed 1 and 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's foods, and she teaches you how to cook them to where it's quick, it's easy, and it's nourishing, and it also is pretty much along the lines of a paleo.
Yeah, it kind of resembles a paleo.
No wheat, no sugar, no...
the processed foods.
Yeah, the highly processed stuff.
Nikki mentioned something here. It's very a really great place to wrap up this segment. She mentioned the title, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, is a good one.
And that's so true.
Our good old friend, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wallach was a veterinarian on the television show Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. He was on there for 2 years. He was the young guy with the kind of balding hair and a big black mustache. Dr. Wallach's well into his 80s now, still getting around. Saw him at a lecture just 2 or 3 years ago in Chicago. He did an audio tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And by the way, Nikki, you can also go online and you can look up Dead Politicians Don't Lie, Dead Billionaires Don't Lie, Dead Athletes Don't Lie. Dr. Wallach expanded his library of understanding and helping people see that vitamin and mineral deficiencies is the number one cause of all illness,
mm-hmm.
period. It's and not your genetics.
The only way you get proper vitamins and minerals is through plants.
Food. Yep.
You know, what we call real food.
Yep. So
if it's
we're gonna be late.
If it grows if it grows and turns into a plant, eat it. If it's made in a plant, don't.
That's a good one. Thank you so much. You all have a wonderful and blessed Christmas and New Year's. We will see you the first Wednesday in January. Craig and I will be taking next week off. Enjoy, be blessed, and spend time with your families, and stay happy and healthy. And thank you so much for all of you that tuned in and for that made the comments. Greatly appreciate you. And until next time.
And everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yep. We'll see you in the next one in 2023.
Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.